You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the return of the Loose Ball Show featuring Guru, Greeny, and Gersh. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
Let's Happy go. To be Woo-hoo. Here.
All right, so
today, first episode back. What do you guys want to talk
first
about?
First episode back today, Tuesday, September 28th.
I think we should just jump right into baseball.
Wild day.
Things are baseball. Heating up, especially in the American League wild card. If you've been living under a rock or you're not into baseball, as
which Jacob is.
Jacob's very into baseball, but you know.
I meant living under a rock.
Oh. Well, Nick's living under a rock. But anyways, if you're not into it, we got...
Nick's just hoping the Orioles make the wild card.
Yeah, we got some big games coming up this week leading into the AL wild card. And I think Jeff Passan put it best in a thread he had yesterday on Twitter as I pull it up. So here's where we stand right now. The Yankees are a game up on the Red Sox. The Red Sox are a game up on the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays are a game up on the A's.
I mean, they're a game up and a half.
The Blue games are a half game up on the Mariners and yes. 2.5 up on the A's. A's will not make the wild card.
No, the Mariners beat the A's.
They got to jump three
Mariners
teams.
Mariners also will not.
Mm-hmm. Probably not. I mean, but they're
there, but they're not going to make it.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be two of the teams in the AL East. The Yankees of the three probably have the hardest remaining schedule.
Yep.
The Sox are
pretty
blessed.
Much.
They had a cupcake schedule.
They have to do a lot to blow this.
Yes, which I'm scared about because
I'm terrified
of. It's our position to blow.
Oh, we are entirely. You know, someone was saying to me earlier that it would be a collapse. This was a month or and a half ago that if the Red Sox were to not make the playoffs, it'd be a collapse. I said no, it would not be because we have to see how things, you know, shape up towards the end of the season. At this point, if the Red Sox were to not make the playoffs,
it's a collapse. We have a combined six games in Baltimore and Washington, two teams that packed it in a month and a half ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Two teams are eliminated, so they have nothing really to lose.
Yeah, if we win both series, we'll be okay.
If you win four of the six games, you're okay.
Yeah.
And they said it best on Sunday Night Baseball. They said, if you're the Red Sox, you point to first base every time Juan Soto comes to the plate, and then you just let everyone else beat
you. Juan Soto is so good.
Tell Juan Soto to not even bring a bat to the series.
Yeah.
Tell him to bring
his
cleats.
You could do it with Cedric Mullins, too, if you wanted.
Honestly, don't even bring a helmet.
Cedric Mullins.
Because you're just going to be on first base. Just going to be on first base.
I don't know. All right, let's talk about the Yankees. They have the toughest schedule of them all. They're currently playing the Braves in, I think, about 2 hours.
Not the Braves. The Rays.
No. The Blue Jays.
Yes.
I honestly think that the Blue Jays could sweep. They're at home. They have Rio today, Berrios tomorrow, and then to close it out, they have Robbie Ray. They have the hitters. They have Springer.
Vladdy.
Teoscar.
Vladdy? Are you going to say Vladdy? Okay.
They have four. Their top five hitters are insane.
I don't know what to think about the Blue Jays because they obviously have all the talent. They can put up 12 or 13 runs whenever they want to.
21 runs.
But they haven't. They have. Whenever it looks like they're about to turn a corner, they take four steps backwards. So I wouldn't be shocked, like you said, if they swept. I also wouldn't be shocked if they got swept, which makes us.
They are home.
They are at home. They're in Toronto.
And then the Yankees play the Tampa Bay Rays, who have been looking phenomenal
mm-hmm.
all throughout the year. They're going to break 100 games.
With yeah.
100 wins.
The weird thing to me is the Blue Jays have the third best run differential in the American League. They've got 87 wins with six to go, so they could have up to 93 wins. Like, that is a very good season. If your run differential is plus 172, you should be close to 100 wins. I don't know, like, maybe it's just because they're young or they don't have, like, a dude on the hill. Their bullpen's a little bit weak. Something about them, I don't think they have it this year. Like, they could make a wild card game, but I would not be surprised if they got swept.
And they weren't supposed to have it yet. This is all, they're all ahead of schedule. No one had the Blue Jays being a serious contender at the beginning of the year.
The Red Sox weren't supposed to be this.
Exactly.
So, wait, if the Blue Jays do sweep the Yankees, would they be a serious contender? Because they do have a pretty easy schedule right after.
Would they be I think if they get into the playoffs, they obviously have to take them seriously. But I'm talking about at the beginning of the season, it was not, you know, the only team out of these three that was expected to be great was the Yankees, who were expected to walk away with the AL East.
That could be the biggest bust if they don't. I don't think they'll make it.
I mean, Yankees fans, obviously, I say that. And they're like, yeah. But, you know, I mean, if you go back to March, like, you guys were supposed to be the best team in the American League. I mean,
And you guys had your little dip midseason.
And like, great, you came back, and now you're fighting for a wild card. But I wouldn't like be the ones to be like, oh, great, successful season if I were you. But
yeah, 100%
no. Here's – you can go.
I was going to say, like, the Blue Jays, if they sweep the Yankees, yes, they're a serious contender because they're
– they have Baltimore right after.
Mm-hmm.
They have Baltimore right after, so they would go – they've been kind of scuffling the last 10 games. They're 5-5, right? They've just been kind of trading wins. If they can sweep – right now, the first wild card team at home, that would probably knock the Yankees out of contention because the Yankees then have to go play Tampa Bay for 3 games. That would put them probably outside of the playoff picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's also just you're sweeping a good baseball team at home going to playoffs. Like, that's what you should do if you're a serious contender.
Yeah, I like that, like, but like I also don't like that because their past 10 games have been with the Twins and the Rays for like, 2 series each.
Who, the Jays?
Yeah.
So that...
If they go 5-5 against the Rays and the Twins are pretty decent, I would say. Like, they have hitting.
They're not good.
They have 69 wins.
They're decent.
Nice.
Like they have one potential, obviously. Yeah. But, I mean, like, splitting against the Rays was pretty good. If they could do that, they could easily beat the Yankees, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back to Jeff Passan for a minute. He had this whole thread of situations, and I don't know how this plays out now because the Mariners beat the A's last night. But at one point yesterday, there was a way that the wild card could end in a five-way tie.
So what happens if it's a five-way tie?
There's no rule for a five-way tie. So that'd be chaos. But
it'd be like a playoff?
Yeah, but a more obvious, they'd have to come up with something, but a more logical scenario that probably won't happen, but it'd be cool if they did, is if the Blue Jays take 2 of 3 from the Yankees, totally possible.
Yeah.
And then sweep the Orioles after. Totally possible. So the Blue Jays go 5-1 against the Yankees and Orioles. The Yankees take 2 and 3 from the Rays after only taking one from the Blue Jays. So they go 3-3.
Red Sox go 4-2.
And then the Red Sox go 4-2. There would be a 3-way tie for the wild card spots.
That'd be wild.
Which would be chaos. So in the 3-way tie, right, for 2 spots, the tiebreaker goes like this: Club A would host Club B, and the winner would go to the AL wild card. The loser would travel to Club C for the second game, and the winner would get the second AL wild card spot.
Who determines who's ABC?
Yeah, because one team only has to play one game.
I think it's a coin toss.
Well, okay, so the Red Sox, just being like a biased fan for a second, the Red Sox have the best record currently against the AL East.
They do.
They're 40-33. The Yankees are 33-37. The Blue Jays are 38-32. So it looks like the Yankees, unless they somehow, if they sweep and the Blue Jays lose all 6, then the Yankees can finish second, but the Red Sox are locked into first or second in the East.
They have to win, 2 games, right?
No, Red Sox have to win. They can get in at 3-3. They pretty much secure it at 4-2.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's how the math works out. So they can get in at 3-3, which would be a huge disappointment if you drop 3 games to the Orioles and Nationals. But they can get in at 4-2. I'm fully expecting them, knock on wood, to hopefully go 5-1 or 6-0.
I think I agree with that.
You don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
I think the Yankees will go maybe 2-4 or 3-3.
I mean, I don't know. It's gonna be very exciting every night coming up here before, and then we can talk about what we think the wild card would be. I mean, I think it's most...
We could just go through the scenarios. We could do Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Yankees.
Yes. So
the Yankees are the streakiest team in baseball.
I agree.
This year.
I agree. If the Red Sox are hosting the Yankees, I think in terms of Red Sox-Yankees, it's not going to matter as much where it is because I think the Yankees can beat the Red Sox in Fenway, as we just saw, and I think the Red Sox can beat the Yankees in Yankee Stadium, as we have seen.
I mean, it's just been... back and forth all year.
Yeah, so I think where the game is will not matter a ton. Just
who's on point? Who's hitting the best? Who's pitching the best?
Yes,
I know your pitching hasn't been the greatest. So what do you think?
I think the team. Well, I think the team with the biggest home field advantage would be Toronto if they were to somehow host a wild card game. Because just from wild card games in the past, I mean, you everyone's seen the video of Jose Bautista's home run. That place gets loud.
Are they back in Toronto?
They're back in Toronto. That place gets loud.
I just think Toronto fans are good fans.
Oh, yeah.
They're great fans.
For every sport.
And, for basketball, too.
Basketball and hockey, they're fantastic.
And their players are mostly, they have a good amount of young players who play better at home. It'd be easier for Vladdy to play and go off in the Rogers Center than it would for him to like travel to Fenway Park, and I mean, even though he has, and
this will be their first home. Like this series for the against the Yankees. I mean, it might be the first home games that they've played in that have ever meant anything to these kids.
Yeah,
because like they've been in Buffalo half the year.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Buffalo, Tampa. Like,
but do you think like getting back to Toronto, like they're acclimated back to that weather, back to the stadium, or anything?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I think it's much easier to play there than it is in Buffalo. I mean, and we are talking about professional athletes, so like, yeah, you know, it's not going to take them too long to adjust. But I would be personally, I'd feel terrified if the Sox were going to Toronto for a wild card game, just because you give, you know, as we know, the Sox bullpen, not so great. You give one bad pitch to Vladdy, the game flips like that. The crowd's going crazy.
I mean, it's not just you're Vladdy, not, it's
Tiago. To anyone. And then you're not recovering from that.
Like, anyone in that top half of that lineup, it could be danger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see how things shape out with that. I mean, it'll certainly be very interesting. You know, I'm very disappointed. The Red Sox, all they had to do was win one game against the Yankees, yeah, and mm-hmm, pretty much like they'd be fine. They couldn't do it.
Game 2 and 3 in the series both hurt.
They sting a lot. I mean, game one, you know, Eovaldi doesn't have the greatest start. Whatever,
that happens. Like he's streaky. He's streaky, but I still like Eovaldi. I think he's. I can trust him more than a lot of the
other. Yeah,
but I want to call him an ace.
No, he's not. But Eduardo Rodriguez can go trip down a ditch and stay there.
We're writing in the Red Sox the wild card game just because, knock on wood, but just because they have the easiest schedule, and them not being in the wild card game would be a total collapse.
They have like a 95% chance.
So let's write them into the wild card game for the sake
not
of this.
Not necessarily home or away.
Just no, just
in,
write them in.
Just in the game.
Who's pitch? Who are you giving the ball to?
For the first game?
For the wild card game.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you giving the, I want an answer from Tim and I want an answer from Jacob. I want you to think about it. You can give a different answer if they're playing the Yankees and the Blue Jays, but give me an answer.
Chris Hale.
Tim was going to go first. Tim?
I don't know too much about the pitchers, but I think Chris Hale is probably the best. I've seen Erod play. He's very on and off. I've seen Eovaldi play. I don't like his pitching style at all. And Chris Hale's a lefty, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd pick him for the Yankees. I'd pick someone else for the Blue Jays.
I wouldn't. Jake. I'll let Jacob go next.
I was just like, this is one game win all. Mm-hmm. You can't worry about the next series until you win this one game. Mm-hmm. So you need to give the ball to your best pitcher.
No, obviously you're giving him to the pitcher that gives you the best chance to win no matter what.
Right. And then, all right. So Chris Sale, let's say you win game the wild card playing and you go play Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You have between 3 and 5 games against Tampa Bay, that means you get another Chris Sale start somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to focus right now.
You can't
now.
Focus on that
You
yet.
Need to focus right now, not on when in the order of the games Chris Sale pitches, just the fact that Chris Sale gives you the best chance to win in a one-game scenario.
Yeah, I mean, you put your ace in. But it looks like Chris Sale's the ace to you.
Yes, I agree. Here's what I will say. Erod, say what you want about him.
He stinks.
All right, sometimes he stinks.
Most of the time.
But the one thing he does, for some reason, the one thing he can do...
He walks, guys.
The Yankees cannot hit Erod for their lives. They can't. They can't do it. Stanton and Judge cannot hit Erod.
Do you think the manager would play Erod?
I don't think so. I think Sale is still the right move, and I think if you're against the Yankees in a wild card game, it might be at the point where you just have to walk Stanton.
I mean, he's living rent free.
Like he's murdering the rent. He had 13 RBIs or whatever, 10 RBIs, in three games. The people to do that against the Red Sox in Fenway Park in a 3-game series ever is just him. No one's ever done that before. And then the people to do that in 3 games at all against the Red Sox in any stretch is him, Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, and Joe DiMaggio.
That's absurd.
And they're all Yankees.
Yeah. Yeah, well, God. Yankees against the Red... No, this is just Yankees against Red Sox. Okay. But those are the Yankees that have done it.
So no Red Sox have done it.
Well, no. I'm saying no. Those are the... I'm sure... I don't know if Red Sox has done it, but the stat was Yankees who have done this against the Red Sox.
I thought you were saying players
and anybody.
Ever. Yeah. And we've been playing the Yankees since 1900.
Yeah.
So...
All right. I will say... Erod... If that's the scenario... What if you went Chris Sale, somebody Whitlock Barnes. Is Erod somebody?
He could be somebody.
Is Erod the X factor?
No, I agree. I think you 100% have to give Sale the ball because I wouldn't have
consideration to get the ball at some point during the
game. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the guy in the clubhouse after the Sox lose that game who has to deal with Chris Sale being overly upset
because
he would kill a person.
Well, yeah, if the Red Sox get throttled because Eduardo Rodriguez
or Evaldi started.
Or no, just Eduardo Rodriguez. Like, Evaldi fine. If Eduardo Rodriguez got the ball for a one-game playoff and the Red Sox got like handed their lunchbox, Chris Sale would torch the place.
Yeah,
like worse than when he cut up his jersey in Chicago and was like, "I'm not playing in shorts. Screw this!" and took scissors to the thing.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
Yeah.
So I think you have to give the ball to Chris Sale, and then if he shoves, he shoves. If he has trouble, bring an Erod. That's my my strategy.
You're gonna put Erod in as a reliever.
I would.
You not even hook? Hook?
Hauk.
Hauk.
Yeah, Erod, I think, was out of the bullpen in 2018.
Mm-hmm. He was. Erod was out of the bullpen. Was he?
Yeah, he was.
Well, I remember there was the play against Puig when Puig hit the three-run bomb, and Erod, there's a picture of Puig running down first base with his hands in the air. Now, this is the craziest picture. You look it up if you're listening. If you're on the road or something, pull over, look it up. I'm serious. It's the craziest picture ever. Puig has his hands in the air, running down the first base, trotting down the first baseline. Erod is slamming his glove on the mound. I've never seen a pitcher do something like that. Absolutely embarrassing himself, slamming the glove. And in the background, Kobe Bryant also standing with his hands up.
That photography got paid.
It's well, the craziest man. Picture. But yeah. But so Erod, could he come out of the pen? I think he could. It'd be cool if they brought Hauk out of the pen and then the Yankees got to see lefty Chris Sale and then righty Chris Sale, like back-to-back.
Or lefty Tanner Houck and then righty Tanner Houck.
Yeah.
Sure.
True. Sure. That's I like the way you did that.
Quickly, NL, before we maybe transition a little bit, do Phillies have a chance to take the NL East? I mean, other than that, it looks like it's the two unknowns. We know the five teams. Cardinals will be the second wild card spot.
Good for them.
Can the Dodgers steal the West? Can the Phillies steal the East? What do you guys think?
Well, the Phillies have a 3-game series with the Braves, right? Yeah. That's what's going on there.
And they're down 2.5.
Right? They're down 2.5.
Down 2.5.
So what we have to take into account here, whatever happens this series, the Braves have the Mets for the last three. So that's 3 wins.
That's 3 wins. Yeah.
The Phillies, after they play, have the Marlins. We can say that's three wins. This could be the series. The Phillies, for them to win, they'd have...
I don't think the Marlins are 3 wins. The Mets definitely are. The Marlins, they're scrappy.
What do they have to play for, though?
They don't have anything
to play for. They're just playing to keep their division.
The Mets are up 3-0 against the Marlins right now, so...
Oh.
That's garbage.
Oh, it's Syndergaard today, though.
Yeah, it's 7.
Oh, he's back.
They're going to pull him after, like, 3 innings, though.
Thor. But I know. But for the Phillies to win, it'd be a cool story because they'd have to go 6-0. But if they do it, that'd be cool. But I don't. I mean,
yeah, I think
that, bets are that they're not going to.
I think the Braves will have beat the Phillies and the Mets for the NL East title.
Yeah.
You wanna know? I just wanna say that the Padres are the worst team in the MLB.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They brought in everyone. They did the most they could in the offseason. And what do? They get eliminated. And
they're gonna finish 25 games back. It was all year. It was, oh, it's going to be they're going to be right there. And they finish 25 games back.
Clevenger, they got Yu Darvish and Adam Frazier.
Giants are good.
Yeah, but Brandon Belt fractured his thumb.
He did do that.
I think the Giants are going to win the division. The Dodgers have the Padres and then the Brewers.
The Giants could win 108 games.
Well, who was the last team to win 108 games?
Was it the Red Sox in 2018 when they won 108 and then beat the Yankees in 4 and then the Astros in 5 and then the Dodgers in 5, all teams who won 100 games?
Yes,
it was them. That was the last team. That'd be cool. I'm honestly rooting for them. I have nothing against the Giants. If the Sox don't make the playoffs, I'll probably be rooting for the Giants to win it all.
The Giants were super sneaky this year.
Actually, no, I won't. Because if the Giants win it all, it'd be their fourth this century, right, which would tie the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I'd prefer to keep that.
Yeah, but do you want the Dodgers to win it all?
No. Honestly, more than the Giants.
I would love a Rays-Brewers World Series, and there's like 14 fans in every game.
I think the Rays deserve it after last year.
The Brew Crew.
Yeah. Like, they proved themselves last year, and then they repeated.
And they've been great all season.
I can't root for a division rival. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, but, like, they're just
so and who wants to watch World Series games in the Trop?
Ugh.
Aren't they playing in Montreal? Isn't that, like, a thing?
I think the owners are just... Well, because their state, the Trop is terrible. Awful.
Yeah.
So they have another stadium up in Montreal.
The Trop is, like, the roof of stadiums, right?
Yeah. So... Roof Hall at Lafayette College.
Lafayette College. By the way, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, PA. This is the Loose Ball Show with Guru Greeny and Gersh. Yeah, no, the Trop is trash. Good orange juice, bad stadium.
They're going to move.
Yeah.
They'll move. They better.
Montreal would be kind of cool.
Would be cool.
Makes the division more central, which is also kind of cool.
Yeah.
No one wants to fly down to Tampa when you could just like fly to New York.
Honestly, no, like, they could move to New York. I mean, New York's in the need for a second team other than the Yankees.
That's true.
Shut up.
All right. So, that's one for Wolf right there. Speaking of Josh Wolf, he wanted us to talk about some football.
Yes, so.
Jacob, your fantasy team
transition to football.
So, if you guys don't know, we're in a fantasy league together, and Jacob is currently 0-3. He just lost to me, actually.
This week hurt a lot because I lost by 25 points.
Mm-hmm.
12-team league PPR standard score.
Shut up.
I'm just letting the viewers, the listeners know.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does matter.
It does.
It's just scoring.
Okay. PPR, 12 teams.
25 points to Tim, and my receivers, or two receivers and flex, combined for 14.1 points. A.J. Brown.
Trash.
Got hurt early.
He wasn't even going to put up 10 points, though, so.
Juju got hurt.
He wasn't going to put up 10 points.
Juju had three catches for 25 yards. Volume, like, yards not good, but he had three catches in the first quarter before he got hurt.
Sure.
And A.J. Brown had a 3-yard carry and two incompletion targets.
I just don't see where you're seeing the 24 points.
Marquise Brown dropped three touchdowns.
Yeah, let's talk about this for a second. You cannot call yourself Hollywood Brown.
You dropped three and then drop three touchdowns.
But did you see that Justin Tucker kick?
Justin Tucker kick was nice.
I was also mad. I lost my bet that day.
Right. And then, like, I'm not going to go and blame injuries, but that being said, like, Dalvin Cook, I opened up my app Sunday morning to see both Dalvin Cook and Elijah Mitchell out, and I was just like...
All right, you can't be that mad about Elijah Mitchell being out.
Elijah Mitchell's their starting running back. He gets volume. Madison turned in a good day, so I'm okay with that. It was good to see Clyde finally figure out what football looks like.
Yeah, I mean, this is his first week.
This is week one
first
for Clyde.
First and only week he'll put up 16 points.
But I was ready to... Brandon Cook's getting 20 points is a sham.
You're lucky that Amari Cooper didn't do anything in that 42.
That's true. I lost my other league because Amari Cooper didn't do anything. I traded Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Mixon for Josh Allen and Justin Jefferson. And lost
That's
by
a great trade.
And lost by 2.2 points because 2.1 points because Amari Cooper pooped the bed on primetime.
Well, it wasn't his fault. It's because Schultz got all the volume that night.
Yeah, he peed his sheets.
Schultz had 80 yards, two touchdowns. Like,
and
if it's Elliott working in the game, they're just gonna go to him. Every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. And then that final drive, he wasn't even in. I was like, maybe he'll get two catches in this drive. No, he was on the sideline.
Mm-hmm. I was with Ben, who was rooting for CeeDee Lamb, so I sort of saw the same thing. Ben needed one catch from CeeDee Lamb after, like, and then didn't get it. It was hilarious. But you got a big week this week. You and Chip in the Trash Bowl.
Oh, yeah, we're playing the Sacco this week.
The Sacco.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So this is the battle of the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to talk a lot of trash to Chip this week. And if I lose, I'm going to be pretty upset.
Yeah, should be a good week. Anyways, we can transition to my team. Total 180. Because I like to think of myself as...
Wait, one question quickly. Should I trade Mike Davis for Hunter Renfrow?
Baseball player?
Football player.
Oh,
No.
I'm picking up Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
It's just a garbage trade. Garbage
Hunter Renfrow's have been pretty solid. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, it's just because the Raiders are 3-0. I don't think they're going
to
keep it up, though.
Well, 17-game season...
And?
Means it's one extra game for the Raiders to blow their playoff berth.
Sure. I mean, if you want to say it that way.
A wise man once tweeted.
Yes. who is that wise man? On to Gersh's team.
I like to think of myself as an average fantasy football player.
He researches every day.
No, false. I went into the draft having done no research.
Yeah.
No research.
I can confirm.
Jacob can confirm. No research.
I did no research. And look at what's going on.
Yes. I'm average. I'm not going to be last. I'm not going to be first. But I'll be there. I'll be there. Except for this year, right? So far, I'm 3-0. My team is averaging over 160 points a week. I have the number one running back, the number one quarterback, the number two wide receiver, the number four tight end, and the number nine wide receiver and 10 wide receiver. I'll just read my team
for
you.
In
only 3 weeks, but still averaging 160 points a week. I have Tom Brady, Derrick Henry, Justin Jefferson, DJ Moore, Darren Waller, Mike Williams, and Chase Edmonds. And then like Cortland Sutton, James Conner, Devontae Smith on the bench. My bench could beat Jacob or Nick, if we're being honest.
Oh, my God. Bench could beat my bench.
No, my bench could probably beat your team. But it's okay. That's a different conversation. We'll see where things go. I've never been more confident in a fantasy football team. Of course, I'm going to lose next week. But no, I'm prepared for that because I got my moment here. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to keep going on this. But I just I'm very happy about my team. Just want everyone to know that.
Do you want a refrigerator magnet or a sticker for your laptop?
I don't need anything yet.
Or do you want a custom mug?
I enjoy every Sunday watching all of my wide receivers get 20 points. It's really something.
Oh, I remember that feeling.
It's amazing. It's
so good. I've never had a receiver get 20 points.
Wait, Gersh, have you ever hit 180 points though?
I have, not this year.
In a game, this year, though.
Not this year.
Remember, Chip, when I played you and I scored 180 points? I hope you're listening right now.
I picked Mike Williams 100th, and he is wide receiver, too.
Well, he is getting all the production right now.
I mean, he's the best. Like, he's a beast.
He has, like, 4 touchdowns, I think.
4 touchdowns.
He's averaging over 100 yards, I'm pretty sure. Maybe at 100.
He's averaging around 100.
Yeah, he's great.
Yep, like 96.
You know who's been phenomenal? Math.
Who?
Cooper Kupp and his connection with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, yeah. We forgot about the Rams.
Cooper Kupp has 5 touchdowns of Stafford's 9, and he's averaging, I think, like 110 yards a game.
Oh, my God.
It's absurd.
55.555%. I was on the
Rams before the season started. Good. Stafford likes to throw.
The Rams are good.
Yeah, they're insane. Overreaction, but they
contender
could be Super Bowl contenders.
Contender?
Yeah.
I will say, I am very excited to be disappointed when Michael Thomas comes back and have him ruin my team even more.
Yeah.
There's no way he improves my team. I'm going to start him and he's going to drop a 4.2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to be like the last week of football, or he'll drop like 15 points.
Or even worse, he'll come back week one, beast, have like 200 yards, and then I'll start him the next week being like, oh, no way. 42 yards on 3 catches.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, he's sort of similar to Mike Evans. Maybe Jameis will like him. Maybe that'll help Jameis eat some dubs.
I don't know.
You know what's a little bit more of a disappointment? I don't know if this is an overreaction or not, but is it me or is all the rookie QBs this year kind of just flopping?
They are.
Mac Jones.
0-3.
1-2.
1-2.
Mac Jones, I feel like,
He's struggling.
No.
Growing pains.
I think he's shown flashes where it's like he can really, like,
yes,
he can make good decisions. And he just, like, growing pains.
He has not shown me anything where I have to actively worry about it.
Yeah.
It's all stuff that you expect to see with the rookie quarterback.
So, yeah, who do you think's going to, but like, with?
I just don't know why we dropped Cam.
That was a dumb decision. Like, if you're going to.
Do you think we're better with Cam?
I wouldn't have been that upset if Cam started the first few weeks of the year.
I think Cam should have and then brought Mac in.
Yeah.
That's what a normal coach would do.
I don't know what Belichick's trying to prove.
I think he'll be fine. I don't mind the decision.
Zach Wilson.
No.
It's terrible.
Cam's terrible.
Yeah, no, and we'd be watching Cam right now and we would just be like, get him out of here.
We're forgetting how bad he was last year. He was really bad. Really bad. Because now we see Mac, we're like, oh, like, Cam was not better than Mac last year. Not true. He wasn't. So I'm fine with giving Mac the car keys and letting him figure it out. But, yeah, I mean.
A question for you guys.
Yes.
I wonder, this is totally off topic from Mac and Cam. But who do you think is going to throw more interceptions, Zach Wilson or Trevor Lawrence? Because Trevor Lawrence currently leads the league.
Zach Wilson. I think Trevor Lawrence is just more talented than Zach Wilson.
I agree. Probably, but, I mean, they're both going to throw a bunch of interceptions.
I think it's 7-6 right now. So.
Interesting. Do you guys want to do a little what is that line?
Yeah, wait, so you want to guess or should I guess?
No, well, I already listened to the podcast. Okay. I already listened to the Bill Simmons podcast.
So do you want Tim and me to guess?
Yes.
I feel like we've been betting more this year than you anyway.
Yes, so we're going to... Sorry,
we are both 21.
They are both 21. Yes. This is...
One of the people that have the account are 21.
Yeah.
This is...
I'm 21.
Guess the line.
Almost 21.
So do you guys want to do...
Almost 20.
Do you guys want to do every game? Do you want me to pick the 5 best games and do those?
Because I feel like... Just do every game.
Just do every game? Yeah. All right. But we'll go sort of rapid fire. Not actually rapid fire. We'll talk about each game a little bit, but...
Should we start... You just say where they are.
Should we start on Thursday?
Yeah.
What's the Thursday game?
That's a good game, I believe.
No, it's not. It's a Thursday game. It's Jacksonville versus Cincinnati.
That's
Is it actually?
It's two Heisman quarterbacks facing off head-to-head in a Thursday night football matchup.
You didn't put enough emphasis on the two Heisman
quarterbacks. Yeah.
So.
Trash matchup.
Jaguars versus Bengals. The game is in Cincinnati. Okay. What is the spread?
Bengals minus 6.
Say 8.5.
Tim's gonna get this one. It is Bengals -7.5. -7.5. Any thoughts on that game, or should we skip it because like who cares?
It's a pretty boring game. I think Bengals should easily take it. I don't know if they'll cover, but they should easily win.
Yeah, but you also thought the Bengals would easily take it. Or no, you thought the Steelers would easily take it against the Bengals.
The Steelers are pretty bad.
But the Bengals are the team, or like one of those teams where it's like, oh, no way they win this game. They throttle the Steelers. Next week, you're like, ah, they got this one in the bag.
But Burrow also has been proving himself.
Burrow's been better than we thought he would be because during training camp.
Great for them so far.
Yeah. At what point does Trevor Lawrence turn it around? Like, who have they played so far? Have they played good defenses, or has he just been that bad?
I don't know.
The Jaguars, you're asking about?
Yeah. They played the Texans, the Broncos, and the Cardinals. So the Cardinals are a good team.
Broncos are a good team.
The Broncos
are been playing well.
They're a better than average team.
I think they're
They've been surprising
an average.
A lot of people.
I think the Texans are bad, but it was also his first game. I think what hurts them the most is the Jaguars' defense is bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's bad.
They don't have a defense.
Their defense is terrible. So it's like Robinson can't run the ball because he's just not getting any carries. Because they're always down, and Trevor Lawrence has to throw it. Like, there was one play where it was like, he off his back foot floated a screen or like an out pass or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just off on the sideline. Yep. It's like, you're floating a pass off your back foot. You got to make a throw, not a pass, right?
Right.
All right, Gresh, what's the next game?
All right, the next game is the Falcons are traveling. No, the Washington football team is traveling to the wonderful city of Atlanta.
That's a good game.
That's Falcons -1.
I want to say Washington -1.
Tim gets it again. It's Washington -1.5.
All right.
So that means
that's a coin flip
game. It's
just
Washington has the defense.
Vegas not scared about the Washington letting up 41 points.
To who?
To the Bills on Sunday.
The Bills are also really good.
I know, the Bills are really good, but
they've had a tough schedule so far.
We've heard about, though, the football team is like supposed to have this 86 Bears defense.
All right, but they're also, they're younger than the 86 Bears.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying they're the 86 Bears, but the narrative before the season was, oh, they're going to win the NL East on their, not hard. NL East, the NFC East on their defense alone.
Giving up 29 points to the Giants is tough.
Yeah.
But it's also hard to say that to your defense when your quarterback is just going 3 and out, or 4 and out.
Like, Heineke's been frisky.
If they don't have possession of the ball, they're just, like, the defense is going to be tired out.
They just probably, honestly, I think we can all agree, take away from this conversation, they probably shouldn't have gotten rid of Dwayne Haskins so early.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, just sucks that
they drove him home.
They drove Dwayne Haskins home to Pittsburgh.
Where he lives.
Yeah.
Where he's from. All
right, next game.
Next game. We got the Detroit Lions, lucky to be leaving Detroit, going to the Chicago Bears.
Wait, the Lions are going to Chicago?
Yes.
Oh, God. That's a trash teams. Game. I guess Lions minus 2.5.
I was gonna say like 3. Plus 3.
Or you were going to say
Lions? No, Lions minus 3.
In Chicago.
Yes. Did you see them last week?
So you both think minus 3?
I think minus 2.5.
All right, Jacob gets it. Because it's Bears minus 3.
What? Why do the Bears get the favorite?
Is Andy Dalton, like, is he playing that week?
I don't know. We don't know.
Oh, we got a couple listeners. I'm getting word right now from the producers. We got Anthony McBain from Seattle.
Oh,
he is
intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
He is listening in while working on some research on a running back from that played for Seattle. Sean Duffy is listening in. He wants some soccer talk. I'm gonna hit a no button for now.
Next time.
Real Madrid just lost to a really bad team.
Well, we'll have Sean Duffy on, and he can talk about soccer. We are not qualified to talk about.
I could talk a little bit about it right now. PSG won 2-0 against Man City.
And Messi. We got Brendan Knapp calling in from or listening from Fall River, Massachusetts.
Very nice.
So what is he saying?
He's saying.
I'm listening from Fall River.
He's saying he's listening from Fall River.
Well, that's a bad question.
Carlton from Norwell.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, next game. I mean, we don't have to talk about Lions-Bears. Terrible game. Yeah. Next game, Titans going to the New York Jets.
Titans.
So I feel like, you want me to say my take on this?
Yeah,
So I feel like Vegas is going to say a pretty low spread because the Titans are on defense. But I think the Titans will destroy this game, so the spread should be like 9.5 minus 10 maybe. But I feel like Vegas is just gonna mess up and be like minus 5.5 or minus 6.5.
Dude, the Jets have.
Well, what's your guess?
I'll say minus 6.5.
Minus 6.5.
Oh my God, the Jets have scored 20 points in 3 games.
Oh yeah, they suck. But like, I feel like Vegas is just gonna mess up.
Even scoring a touchdown a game.
There's no way Vegas
keeps us below a touchdown. Like Titans are fine.
So he said minus 6.5.
Jacob. Oh, I said minus. I'm saying minus 8. Titans, minus 8.
Jacob gets this one. It's minus 7.5.
Okay. Yeah.
It's fair. It's more than a touchdown. Yeah. It's a big spread.
Makes sense.
Jets haven't won a game in September since, like, 2018. I think that's the stat.
They're just used to going 0-4 every
year. Yeah. The Jets and the Giants are both 0-3 this year. New York cannot get a win, except... And Buffalo does not count, Cheedy. But New York cannot get a win.
Well, New York football team.
Yes.
So New York football's great right now.
New York football's great, but New York football is also terrible. Next game, this is our first, like, really, like, I'm going to watch this game, is the Browns going to Minnesota to play the Vikings.
You're going
to
watch this game?
I'm going to watch this game.
The Vikings aren't bad.
Yeah, the Vikings, this will be a high-scoring game.
I love watching Justin Jefferson get 10 catches and 100 yards and a touchdown every week. It's awesome.
Two touchdowns and a touchdown.
Well, first off, over-under is probably close to 60.
It's 53. Not as high as you think.
Not that close to 60. No.
No, but what do you guys guess that difference between the team scores?
I think it's going to be below a field goal.
It's in Minnesota.
Browns in Minnesota.
Vegas is going to try to trick us. It'll be like
Browns minus 2.5.
No, I think it's like Minnesota minus 3.5, like really? Just over a field goal.
I'm saying Browns minus 2.5.
Tim's got this easy. It's Cleveland minus 2.
All right.
Makes sense. Take, they're the better team.
Hot take. Minnesota like should be 3-0 right now.
Like no, but
well they lost that bad game against in Cincinnati that Nico put 500 on just for them to win. Then they
lost.
That
was a wild game.
They lost on that, like, the field goal stuff against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
That was sick, though.
Yeah. They've lost 2 road games by a combined 4 points this season.
So are you gonna take the Vikings this week?
At home? I don't hate that.
I might be taking the Vikings. The Browns are fine, but I might be taking the Vikings this week.
I mean, you see Myles Garrett had a franchise record of 5.5 sacks, or like something like that, 5-6 sacks?
In a game or this season? Because I know Chandler Jones had 5 in a game.
Maybe it's like average the season so far.
Oh.
Anyways, next game. We got Colts going to Miami.
That's below a field goal. Both teams are bad. Colts minus 2.5.
Colts minus 2. Just to be closer to the spread.
Tim's got it.
Oh, my God.
It's Miami minus 1.5.
Why does Miami have it in this game?
The Colts are 0-3.
Miami has the defense. Miami has the defense for the game. That's the only thing I would say.
I might parlay. My can't lose parlay of the week is Indianapolis and Minnesota.
That's just a lose parlay.
Money line.
That's not even safe at all.
I don't see a way that it's losing.
All right, we'll see coming Sunday.
The odds in that parlay are going to be great.
No, they're not. It's just going to be even.
Because I'll tell you, no.
It's going to be like plus 400.
No, they're both underdogs.
I just said it's going to be plus 400. You could check right now.
I'm doing it.
If they're both plus 100 because the spreads are so close to each other, and it's only a two-team parlay.
This is where we stand right now, by the way. We have Tim with...
Why is he the home team?
Okay, well, Tim with 4 and Jacob with 2. Let's make our way through these because it's 5:45.
Yeah.
So, next we have Panthers going to Dallas.
Interesting. Both 3-0.
Mm-hmm. Are the Cowboys 3-0?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they aren't.
No, they're 2-1.
No, 2-1.
They lost to the Bucks. Yeah.
Panthers going to Dallas. Dallas just played really well.
Yeah.
Dallas minus 4.
Should I screw you over again? I'm going to go up a half point.
Can we alternate who goes first? After this.
Next time. Tim's got it. It's Dallas minus 5.
Oh, my God. You said 4.5, and I said 4.
I said up a half point.
What were you going to do?
Like, I don't know, minus 3.5.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Tim's got that one. That'll be a good game.
Yeah.
I'll watch that game.
It's a big game for the Panthers, because they're 3-0. But if they, you know, walk into Dallas and...
And it's not a very good division.
No.
Like, the Bucs are good, but other than, like, Saints and Falcons are trash.
Then the Panthers are like plus 800 to win that division. Someone was telling me they got them at plus 800.
After 3-0?
I don't know if they are now, but they were last week.
I don't know where I heard this, but this was a hot take at the beginning of the year, and it's turning out to look good for three weeks. It's just like Sam Darnold, like, he's not a very, like, Joe Namath, like, Broadway Joe
personality. Really?
Like, that's not his personality.
He's more
of, like, sit back, get mono, hang out.
Sees ghosts.
Yeah, like someone was just saying that him going to Carolina, which is a much more like, it's a smaller city, it's a much more like homey feel, like the fan base cares, but they're not like in your face about everything. Like, they're probably, that's probably a better environment for him. Like, maybe he'll turn it on when there's less pressure. Look what he's doing. He's averaging like 300 yards a game.
Yeah, I know. I was big on betting the Panthers last year. I thought they were much better than the record indicated.
How'd they do last year?
They're like 8-8.
It's not terrible.
Not bad.
Yeah. And they have a good defense.
They improved. They got better.
Yeah. I like Derek Brown.
But I mean, Bridgewater's now having a pretty decent year 3-0 with the Broncos.
Bridgewater's good.
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
I like Bridgewater's bad. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, they just needed a change of QB.
Yep. All right. Let's go to Giants Saints. Giants going to. Are they back in New Orleans now? Or are they still in Jacksonville?
Who?
Giants Saints.
I
don't know.
All right. Well, Giants, Saints. What do you think, Tim? Tim, go first.
7.5 to the Saints. What do you do?
I think Saints. Saints 5.5. Oh my God.
It is Saints minus 8.
That's high.
No, they're gonna win by a touchdown easily.
Danny, they got two really good running backs.
Who?
The Giants.
So,
they suck.
Yeah, they do suck.
The Giants are terrible. They're really bad.
Oh, I agree with you.
They should have won last week.
They should have won 2 weeks.
Yeah, but they're still bad.
Oh, yeah, they're bad. But
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I already know that.
So. Chiefs at Eagles.
Me? Sure. Chiefs minus 5.
Chiefs minus... I'm not going to be able to... I'll just say 3.5.
It's Chiefs minus 7. Jacob's got that one.
But the Eagles don't look great.
No, they're bad. Mm-hmm.
They only had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, after going last game.
Seven and a half
is a lot.
Seven and a half is a lot.
Not a lot for the Chiefs. So.
How many carries did Miles Sanders get? Like 3 last night?
Not many.
No.
He like it was just weird.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next one's a big one. What? Texans going, traveling to the great city of Buffalo.
Oh, God. Jesus. Buffalo's going to kill them.
All right, is it me?
Yeah.
I'll say Buffalo minus 8?
Oh, I'm going to say Buffalo minus like 12.
You're both way more.
It's going to be like 50. Yeah.
More.
17? Buffalo minus 20.
It's Buffalo minus 16 and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Jacob's got that one. Yeah.
There's no way they did under 10 points. Buffalo's defense should be in for a feast against Mills.
Yeah.
No, they need that.
They do. Mm-hmm. Next game is also a great game. Arizona Cardinals traveling to L.A. to play the Rams.
It's in L.A.
It's in L.A. Yeah,
I think it's probably Rams.
Yeah.
Well, Rams are definitely favored because they're home. I would say Rams minus 3.5.
I'll do Rams minus 5.5, I'd say. Right below a touchdown.
I think it's right around a field goal. No.
It's Rams minus 5.
Wow.
No one's gotten one exact.
Yeah.
I'm really...
I feel like... The Cardinals are good, but the Rams are better.
The Rams have the defense, they're at home, and they have the offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say on a neutral site, the Rams would be favored by less than a field goal, mm-hmm. which is what this is.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Next is, I believe, Seahawks going to the 49ers.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the 49ers.
It's your turn.
I think it's your turn.
My turn?
Yeah. I don't like the 49ers at all.
Did the Seahawks win? They lost us.
They lost. They lost.
Vikings.
In Minnesota.
Still, it's the Vikings.
I feel like Minnesota's not an easy place to play.
I'm going to say San Fran minus 1.5.
Where is this game?
San Fran.
Minus 2, actually.
You're switching to minus 2?
Yeah.
A San Fran 2.5.
You bitch. You why do you do that to that? Me? Come on.
Doesn't matter. Jacob got it.
No.
Yes.
Jacob got it exact. It is San Fran minus 2.5. He gets an extra point. He gets an extra point.
That's bull.
Nope, he gets an extra point. Too bad, Tim. It's 7-6, Tim. But that was big for Jacob. Left, we have 3 games. Nope, 4 games.
So 2 more Sunday night.
I just gotta get 2 right.
Okay.
All right. Next. We have.
Wait, so if we get it exact, though,
it's 2 points. Yeah, 2.
It's 2 because it's 1 for getting it better and then 1 for the exactness. Okay. Ravens at Broncos.
You're up now.
Broncos minus 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Broncos minus 1.5.
It is Broncos minus 1.
Wow.
Good game, though. That's going to be a good game.
That is a good game.
I feel like...
What do you think Lamar's going to throw the ball at all?
No, he's running.
Do you think the Ravens will attempt more or less than 9.5 passes?
More.
More, just probably 10.
Just because it's passing.
Well, I mean, Hollywood Brown is going to drop at least 5 balls, so we'll see.
How many attempts, though?
I don't know.
16?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson over under 13.5 completions.
Jackson over under 170 passing yards.
Enough with the Lamar hate. He's done not bad in the last 2 weeks. All right, no more Lamar hate.
Sure.
All right. See, Pittsburgh going to Green Bay.
Oh, jeez. Is it me? No, it's mm-hmm. Tim.
Is me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Now that I know Pittsburgh is bum. I'm going to say Packers are home, right?
Yes.
Packers minus 6.5.
I was going to say Packers 7.5. No. You got it right?
It is Green Bay minus 6.5 at home versus the Steelers. Do you guys think Big Ben's going to retire before the end of the year?
That would be crazy.
He's going to pull an arrow.
I hope he does.
Bill Simmons said this. Big Ben, at this point of his career,
he should.
Looks like, you know, like Thanksgiving when you play football with your family and there's that one like cousin who's huge and is like surely a lineman, but he's like, no, let me play quarterback.
Yeah.
And he's terrible.
He looks like
that's Ben Roethlisberger.
He looks like Homer Simpson right now.
Dude, he's, oh my God. He's averaging 63.8% completion, which is not great.
I would also three like touchdowns, to expose Brian McLaughlin for calling the Steelers the Lurs.
No, that's fitting. I mean, I would just start with the L. That's what they are.
They're a losing team, so.
I mean, I get like Mike Tomlin never had a losing season, like whatever.
He's
but
just
like
due for one. Has to be.
I would love to hear from Brendan, like, you understand it's best for the Steelers if Big Ben calls it quits. Like, did he have a great career? Sure.
Who's their backup?
No clue.
Do they have...
It's
they definitely Rudolph, don't right? have one. No, they definitely don't.
I think they have...
He said something racist. It's not him anymore.
No.
Do they have... Did he?
I thought so. Wasn't that a thing?
That's a bold claim if he didn't. Is it Dwayne Haskins?
No, Duck Hodges said something bad.
Oh, Dwayne Haskins. That's
yes.
Very...
That's what they need to do.
Dwayne Haskins is their third string. Their backup is Mason Rudolph.
Who's the fourth string?
Dobbs. He's on the IR. Joshua Dobbs.
Dang.
Bring in Haskins. They need to bring in Haskins.
Well. All right. Like, take right here is Mike Tomlin never having a losing season is a bad stat because it's the Steelers.
And they don't win anything.
It's the Steelers franchise, just like the Cowboys, just like the Patriots. They're going to attract free agents because people want to play for those teams. Just like the Packers, the 49ers, like, those teams shouldn't have bad years.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Tomlin, like...
Yeah, I think he's a good coach. I think Tomlin's a good
coach. I think he's a good coach, but he also stumbled into Ben Roethlisberger at the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
right?
He has to get rid of him sometime. I think last year, you know? Maybe not last year, but like... In the offseason last year.
He's just not good.
He's not
all right.
Next. Buccaneers going to the Patriots. If you saw Saturday Night Football on NBC on Instagram posted their little like teaser for it, and it was Adele's "Hello" with just like the Super Bowls, and it was like "Hello" from the other side because like he's on a different team now.
Yeah,
made me cry. I was sitting in Upper today by myself because I ended work at 2 and like got to Upper to eat lunch at 2 by myself, crying, watching that Tom Brady video. It's on my Instagram story.
Did you see Tom Brady said, like, he's not, like, the Patriots fan are going to worry about the Patriots.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not expecting a homecoming. He's getting a homecoming.
He's getting a huge homecoming.
He's
just saying that so he can feel good about it.
Tickets for this game are going upwards of $10,000.
Yeah.
For the nosebleeds.
Yeah. Like, this is an unbelievable game.
Pats, my...
I actually believe in Mac Jones winning this game, so...
Bucks minus 6.
I'll just half point up you again.
The line moved from 6 to 6.5.
The line moved.
Yeah, it was 6, and then it moved to 6.5.
So you cheated.
I was looking at this game 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's moved since 2 weeks ago.
You should have knew people were betting on them.
Yeah, it's Bucks minus 6.5. Bucks will win this game. It's just going to be emotional. It's going to be emotionally challenging for me.
I'm probably going to bet up on the line, bet like Bucks minus 10.
All spread minus 14
and
a half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Raiders at Chargers.
I like this game.
I do.
This is going to be a shootout.
I do too.
Over under 57?
No, it's 53.
It's 52.5.
Why are all these over unders low?
Wait, can we just talk about how it was a half point off?
All right, that's pretty good. But guess.
You're up.
It's in LA?
Yes.
Well, I'm up.
Okay. Like that matters, but yeah.
It does matter.
Let's just say Chargers minus 3.5.
Well, no, they get 3 points for being the home team.
Well, that's fair.
So it does matter.
Okay, so it's fine.
I say Chargers minus 3.5.
Oh, Chargers 4.
You bitch.
Oh my god. It's Chargers minus 3.5.
Oh, let's go.
Oh my god.
Tim obliterated Jacob.
Oh my god, Brendan's calling in about the Lurs.
I know, the Lurs.
Can't be having that.
Lurs.
They just can't win a game.
No.
I don't think they'll have a winning season this year, though.
He thinks Roethlisberger's a Hall of Famer.
He could be.
He could be.
I could see it.
His defense got him 2 rings.
Is Tom Brady going to be a Hall of Famer? Don't know yet. His career's not over.
Yeah. Nah, okay.
All right. Anything else we'll need to say?
No. Everything's been said. It's going to be a very tough Sunday night for me.
Hot. Overreaction. Overreaction.
Let me ask you something. Are you rooting for your Patriots or are you rooting for Tom Brady?
I couldn't tell you. That's why it's going to be a very difficult Sunday night. I'm not gonna be able to actively root against Tom Brady.
Are the Bucs undefeated or are they 2-1?
2-1.
2-1. They lost to the Rams this week. Okay. Which we didn't talk about, but the Rams looked good.
Yeah.
They look amazing.
Do we want to do, before we sign off, an overreaction for the first 3 weeks?
Sure.
I gotta think of an overreaction.
The Rams are winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's overreaction.
I don't know. Sean McVay with Matt Stafford. Like, I'm totally bought in at this point. Like, I get that, like, he went to Cabo or whatever, and they, like, had breakfast on the beach and, like, got couples massages together. But I'm totally in on the Rams. Yeah. I think Matthew Stafford's great for them. They got to figure out the running game a little bit just because Sony Michel getting 3 yards on 2nd and 6 and then 3rd and 3 every drive is, like, doesn't work a ton. But I don't know. McVay, Stafford. I don't know. The writing's there. It's like, Stafford gets his ring. The Rams are back. Like, I don't know. Makes sense. New stadium. It just makes sense.
I think overreaction is the AFC West standings.
Yeah.
Chiefs in last place.
No, Chiefs are running the scenario. They're going to be, they're not good this year, and then they're going to win every single game.
Well, it's Vegas. Vegas looks decent. Denver is 3-0, but they've played trash, trash, and more trash. They've played, I think, Jacksonville.
Jets
and Giants.
Yeah.
And then the Chargers, 2-1.
Broncos
fair.
Overreact.
Chiefs, 1-2. They've had -3 point differential. That's, I don't think people care. Like, they lost.
No one's worried about the Chiefs right now.
Yeah, no one's. They're going
to
kill the Eagles.
If they get 4 or 5 losses, then you start worrying.
Dude, they just signed Josh Gordon. They're all set. They're all set. Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah.
All right.
Final take. Josh Wolf is bad at picking tennis picks.
He is terrible. Needs to watch more tennis. Anyways, this has been the Loose Balls Show with Guru, Greeny, and Gersh, and you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We will be back next week, hopefully. I think next Tuesday would be the AL Wild Card, so this would be like...
Oh, it feels great to be back, yes, baby!
We're on air every Tuesday from 5 to 6, so be sure to tune
this,
in
next week. This could be like an hour before the AL Wild Card. Yeah. That would be... We'll do... Nuts. If it's Sox Yankees...
You can
expect Henrik Hughes and Mike Bonna in studio.
Oh, Bonna's great on air.
He is. He sort of took over Tim last year, but it's okay. We're not going to talk about
that. Sorry, I love it.
Them engineers, huh?
I know. Anyways, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.